This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Nearly 24 people were killed today in separate attacks in Baghdad. In the worst incident, a car bomb exploded outside a mosque in a tent section in the north of the capital. At least 14 people were killed. Insurgents also attacked a police station in southern Baghdad. Several people were killed there. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Baghdad.
Both attacks came after dawn, around 7 a.m. here. It was not clear whether the timing was just coincidence or evidence of coordination. The attack on the police station in South Baghdad occurred in a neighborhood called Al-Amal. A squad of insurgents, possibly six men according to witnesses, armed with automatic rifles, rocket-propelled grenades, and mortars according to wire service reports, killed at least six police and injured as many as 10 more. Some reports suggested there were fewer police on duty from Thursday night, the start of the weekend in Baghdad, and that they might not have been as vigilant on a quiet Friday morning as they would otherwise have been. The insurgents also freed more than 50 prisoners who were held in the police station, according to police and Iraqi ministry sources. At roughly the same time, a car bomb exploded near the Hamid al-Awan Mosque in the northern neighborhood of Adamiya. The Adamiya neighborhood has experienced a wave of attacks recently against both U.S. forces and Iraqi police. It is a mainly Sunni neighborhood, but the Hamid al-Awan Mosque is a Shiite mosque, which could account for its having been chosen as a target. Around Iraq in recent weeks, there have been numerous reports of Sunni on Shia violence from Basra in the south to Mosul in the north. Government sources said U.S. forces and Iraqi special police were dispatched immediately to the location of both attacks. And soon there was the sound of U.S. military helicopters skimming just above the rooftops. Iraqi police and Interior Ministry special forces quickly blocked the main road access to the Al-Amal police station. That rapidly created a large traffic jam with drivers and passengers unsure what had happened and how they might proceed. Some drivers were residents of the neighborhood who just wanted to leave the area until it was clear the violence had ended. This same police station has been a target several times in the past of car bombs and armed insurgents in drive-by shootings. The Al-Amal police station in southern Baghdad is not far from the Baghdad Airport Road, which has been the scene of numerous deadly attacks in recent weeks. That key road has become so insecure that yesterday the U.S. Embassy announced that until further notice, no U.S. military or official civilian personnel will be permitted to use the road to reach the airport. The embassy will arrange helicopter transport instead. The announcement followed a similar British decision on Monday. The U.S. Embassy has also released a warning to all Americans traveling to Iraq to reconsider their plans and decide whether work in Iraq is absolutely essential. So far, the U.S. military has not announced what it intends to do about providing security on the airport road. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.